Broomfield City Council is set to hold a first reading Tuesday on its proposed gun ordinances. The first reading comes after two executive sessions and two study sessions were held over the past few months to discuss the legality and implications of the proposed laws. Dozens of community members have given their feedback during several city council meetings. Some agree that stricter laws are needed, and others say the laws infringe on Second Amendment rights and target only responsible gun owners. The ordinances that would ban assault weapons and large-capacity magazines are not moving forward, because those bans were challenged in court in Boulder, Superior, Louisville and Boulder County on the grounds of infringing on Second Amendment rights. Those bans are currently not being enforced, pending the outcome of the cases. Another proposed ordinance that's not moving forward is the prohibition of concealed carry in public places that aren't owned and operated by Broomfield. Here are the ordinances that are moving forward in Broomfield for the first reading. Banning the possession and sale of rapid-fire trigger activators. Establishing the minimum age of 21 to purchase a firearm. Regulating possession of firearms without serial numbers. Requiring all firearm dealers to post signs and provide educational notifications where a gun sale or transfer occurs. Requiring a 10-day waiting period and proof of training, experience prior to the sale of firearms. Prohibiting the open carry of firearms in public places. Prohibiting concealed carry in places owned and operated by the city and county. Members of the PFLAG Broomfield chapter, an LGBTQ organization, are expected to attend Tuesday's city council meeting to show their support for stricter gun laws in the wake of the deadly shooting at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs. 5 people were shot to death and 17 were wounded, authorities said. Broomfield City Council meets at 6 p.m. Tuesday at the George DeCiero City and County Building, 1 Decombe Drive.